Hello, Fun Facts Friday. And today we have David Hodges, of course, but we also have Dr. Mark Ross. And we've asked him, as the just 2 minutes ago, we asked him, what's the story behind this baptismal font? First of all, what does this stand for, IHS?
Well, some people would say in English it's in his service, but that's the more recent interpretation. If you go back to Greek, Yoda, Eta, Sigma would be the first three letters of Jesus' name. Constantine said he saw a vision to conquer in the name of the cross, and IHS in Latin became In Hoc Sigma, in this sign. So it has had a variety of interpretations, but it's really the name of Jesus in shortened form.
I like in his service.
You like in his service? Yeah. Well, it's got to mean something today.
Yeah.
So tell us the story about this font. How long has it been in the church?
Oh, that we have on the back, and it is with the, hold on, we can't see it here.
If we can zoom in. Well, let's do this. There you go. Read it?
I still can't read it.
presented by Mr. and Mrs. H.T.
Davis?
Davis, 1943.
So during the Second World War.
I didn't know that was back there.
Yes. Sometimes it's not back here. Sometimes it is out here. Because it gets moved around, and some people tend to think the plaque belongs out front, but it's actually not. We got the Christian symbols across the room and the name of Jesus.
So do you know who they were?
I do not know. It was before my time.
Had we planned this, I could have done a little research on...
There's another fun fact yet to go.
Well, yeah.
We can have a follow-up on this. But what I wanted to talk about was the eight sides to the baptismal font. In the early church, baptistries could be of one of several shapes, but one that became especially prominent was the eight-sided baptismal font in signification of the eighth day. The eighth day, what was that? Well, the Old Covenant people met on a seven-day cycle, and they met on the last day of the week, which was the Sabbath. But with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the first day of the week became the day in which people gathered together. In fact, the early church fathers believed that the eighth day had been prophesied in the Old Testament, that this would be a fulfillment. Now, not every biblical scholar would agree with their exegesis on this, but they believed it came out of the 118th Psalm, which said, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." And we all know the next verse. We just usually don't know it comes from the 118th Psalm. "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." They believed, as the New Testament makes it, Jesus was the rock. He was the stone that the builders rejected. It was in his resurrection that he became the chief of the corner. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Now, I think the biblical psalmist was saying that this is the new age. This is the day of the Lord in which we have entered in and so on. But the Sabbath marks that day. But they thought of it as an eighth day. And if you remember, under the Old Covenant, males were circumcised on the eighth day. That was when they moved from being unclean to being clean. The Jews were circumcised to show their separation unto God, so they had moved from being unclean in their sin to being cleansed by the Lord through his atonement, and they entered into a relationship with him. And so the eighth day was the day in which we moved from being unclean to clean, and our baptistries signify the cleansing of sin.
Question, are all baptismal fonts eight-sided?
No, as I said, in the early church, there could be one of several designs. This one became very common and influential, and it has lasted to this day.
So our church chose an eight-sided.
It did,
font.
Indeed.
But other churches, maybe in Columbia, don't.
That's right. Yep. You could find them six-sided.
What does sit-sider mean?
That I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Ross. We'll be back next week with another Fun Facts Friday. Have a wonderful day.